I have to say that letting go is a very important subject in my life right now. And I feel like I'm in a huge state of chaos. And so the chaos kind of wells up every once in a while, and trying to learn how to let go of it has been a challenge for me. One of the things I noticed that I was doing when I was reading about letting go and release was I wanted to find something that said how to do it. You know, how do you do release? Because it just says let go, you know, and people have said, well, you know, you do it like dropping a hot potato, you know, you let go. But somehow that's never worked for me. You know, I'll say, okay, I'm going to let it go. And then I think, well, it's still right here. It's like, you know. And I'm still looking for a way of letting it go. And I'm realizing more and more that letting go and releasing is a process rather than an action a lot of the time for me. I found something that it was Larry James. I don't even know who he is, but it was on a website. I did one of those things when you Google something, and this is one of the sites that came up on letting go, and I really liked what it said here. Starting life over again is the key to a new me. I see the beauty and significance of starting over, over, and over, and over. Every present moment is always new, and new is always right now. The new dies to the new in an endless celebration of life. And I really love that, because that's what letting go is for me, is leaving things behind, letting go of things. Even if they've been wonderful, they're in the past and it's gone. The past, you can't go back into the past no matter how hard you try. And so moving on to something new and letting even the things that are new in your life aren't going to be new in a little while, and so letting everything go as we go into the future and accept the new adventures that are there for us. I know that sometimes I get caught up in past moments, and they're taking up space in my mind. They're taking up space without paying rent, and I don't really want them there anymore. And I'd rather have that space to be occupied with things that are new in my life, things that I'm looking forward to doing. And so I guess it's like sweeping out the house to make more space. What else did I read? another thing that I read was from is it Lei Tsao? The master does her best and lets go, and whatever happens, happens. That's what's going to happen anyway. Mm-hmm. So we might as well let go and enjoy it and let it happen. And we cannot control the wind, but we can learn how to sail better. I like that, because it's sort of like Noel's flow poem of just allow life to carry you, don't hold on to anything particularly, and just release as we move through. And one final thought that I had was when I was looking in the dictionary for the meaning of the word release, one of the things that came up that I hadn't thought of was releasing of a new album, or releasing of artwork that somebody had done. And I thought that was so incredible, because that's what we're really doing in treatment, is saying, here is what I'm doing, this is my gift, you know, and let it go. Let that CD or that beautiful dance or that artistic production, let it go, and let it be enjoyed. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. I wanted to talk about living in that surrender release mode, and it got me thinking about all the steps of spiritual mind treatment and how really I'm trying to integrate those into my life. It's much more powerful than just a prayer, but to live by those five steps with everything I do. So in that light, I have a story. About 3 weeks ago, I bought my house in Austin, and I hadn't bought it at this point yet, and I had asked my brother to drive me around to the neighborhoods where I had picked 3 or 4 houses so I could get a feel of the area. And he drove me to one neighborhood, and then all of a sudden we're on the highway. And we're on the highway for about 30 minutes. And we come up to this subdivision, and I'm realizing that, okay, he's on his agenda now. And I started to get a little frustrated, and I didn't want my experience with my brother to be like that. So I closed my eyes, got in the moment, and asked God to be with me. And everything kind of slowed down. You know, I wasn't in that, I'm not going to live where he wants me to live. and I opened my eyes, and the first thing I saw was Surrender Street. So I figured that was about as clear of a sign as I could get. And so I really did surrender to it. And I saw these great houses that were less expensive, more space inside, smaller backyards and front yards. But it was Ashburn, picked up and moved in Austin. And I just lived in Ashburn. And I don't want to commute 2 hours to the city. So at the end of it all, my brother asked me, did I have any desire to live there? And I just said no. And we went on. This is after picking up all flyers. Everybody's jumping out of the car getting flyers. So the experience could have been so different. It could have been with me angry, boiling, what's he trying to do? And instead I just took it as he's doing the best he can. And we went to dinner, and I had wanted to go see a house in a neighborhood that I wasn't sure about, and I wanted to see it at night. And after we ate dinner, we drove to that neighborhood, and it just so happened that the neighbors were having a party. So so we crashed it. And I asked them, you know, how did they like living in the neighborhood and everything. And in that time, I started talking to this man, and a lot of you know I don't plan on having a formal job, a formal paycheck, for a while when I move to Austin. And I want to explore my creative talents. And what I've enjoyed the most so far is oil and canvas. And I ran into a world-renowned oil on canvas artist. Mm-hmm. And he sat there and chatted me up for 30 minutes, giving me the inside scoop on all kinds of different things. And my brother surrendered to that moment and was listening to him and his talks on how, you know, everybody, his whole family thought he was crazy, and and now they can't anymore, and they don't, because he makes more money than any of them, and how wonderful his life was as an artist. And I think because I could surrender to my brother's moment, he could surrender to my moment. And it was really serendipitous. I didn't buy the house. That's not where I lived. It was like I just needed to go there to be able to see it and believe it even more. I think that in being in surrender and letting go can sometimes be really scary. And I think for me that comes when there are things that happen to me that don't always feel good. But today, when I'm feeling those feelings of not feeling good, to remember that even though it doesn't feel good right now, to remember that it's always love, it's always good, even if it doesn't feel good right now. That in the end, all is love. And with the surrender, I think one of the biggest surrenders or releases that I have are the definitions of myself. and not feeling so much that I have to define myself, and for that matter, not feeling like I have to define the oneness, the universe, energy, God, whatever I choose to call it on whatever day, but to let go of all those definitions and to be in the present moment. And when I'm in that place, the infinite possibilities are so clear and so easy to believe and know that they're mine. It's all mine for the taking because I am. So thanks.
I have always said that the fifth step of treatment, I release my word into the law, knowing that it is done and it is good. And thinking, yeah, I did in that moment, but I'm still not releasing it because I still hold it in. About 2 years ago, I began to feel that I wanted to move. And so for weeks and for months, I said, here's what I think I need in the move. Here's how I want my new environment to feel. This is the kind of family that I want to be close to. This is the kind of house I want. And this is the kind of lawn I want, and I want someone to cut the grass and plant the flowers and shovel the snow. And that's all that I knew. And I began to get inklings of the universe putting pieces together for me. But I also, at times, began to feel that the universe isn't listening. It's taken too long. And it was about the 15th month of planning, and I'm in the Roots class, and we are discussing Thomas Troitt. And somewhere in the readings, Thomas said that you can let go because there's some little angels out there lovingly and effortlessly working on your behalf. And I think, lovingly and effortlessly working on my behalf. And I thought, oh my God, I really am adored. I really am absolutely adored. That how many ever hundreds of thousands of these entities are working on my behalf. I can relax, I can let go, and just wait. And that's exactly what happened. I just let go and knew that I had these invisible entities effortlessly and lovingly. I have no idea why that just opened my heart space. Because I knew that. And then now I absolutely know that. And the pieces came together in more wonderful ways than I could ever imagine. Having that kind of support system, I can let go of most anything now. I can reduce the pain that I may be feeling, just remembering how adored I am and all of this love that is surrounding me and supporting me. I can reduce fear now because all of this, I'm in the presence of all good. I'm in the presence of it is okay. You are loved. You are adored. It's going to be okay. And so I guess as I'm living in Winston-Salem, I don't have my support group here. And sometimes I look at myself and I said, oh, you're living so quiet. You're living so peaceful. You're living so full of yourself. You're living good. You're living absolute good. And when I get into a trick place, because there's entities out there that absolutely adore me. Would you say, Mimi? Mm-hmm. I am. Yeah. I am that I am. And that's taken me 10 years to get there. It's taken me a lot of years to get to this point that I am now. And it is a process. It is a process. But I like the fact, and I know the fact, and it is true. I am so loved. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I had the image when I was thinking about the last step of treatment of what I used to do a lot of when I was a little girl, which was to get on a swing, see how high I could get the swing to go, and then just let go and land. Mm-hmm. And I remember the exhilaration of doing that, that, you never knew quite if you'd land on your feet or on some other part of your anatomy, but just that moment when you're launched and in the air of excitement. And in the past few years, I've had a lot to let go of. And a lot of it didn't feel too good. Really didn't. I felt a lot of grief. Certainly as a parent, you're always letting go, especially as your children are in their teen years. And as many of you know, I've not only been through a divorce, but then I saw, my former husband died and lost not only his friendship, but also a partner in parenting. And so there's been a lot of letting go. And I think I may be getting it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Been letting go of a lot. But the thing, if I had to summarize that's been happening, is that it's that feeling of letting go in a treatment where you feel this excitement because you know you just stirred up some energy and things are never going to be the same again. And so it all came together for me in the wonderful brochure that Connie put together for the first meeting of the month on release. And I wanted everybody to close their eyes and share in my excitement. This is from Living the Science of Mind. I identify myself with abundance. I surrender all fear and doubt. I let go of all uncertainty. I know there is no confusion and no lack of confidence. I know that that which is mine will claim me, know me, and rush to me. The presence of God is with me. The mind of God is my mind. The freedom of God is my freedom. And so it is.
What a wonderful panel. Let's thank them all, shall we?